More than 33 million Americans are on the road this holiday weekend, according to the American Automobile Association. You may very well be one of them. The usual Labor Day traffic headaches will be compounded this year by higher gas prices. The U.S. Department of Energy reported this week that the average price per gallon has risen to $1.75 nationally. Joining us to discuss the recent spike at the pump is Phil Verlager, an energy economist. Welcome, Mr. Verlager.
Well, thank you very much.
So that's a lot of money, you know, to pull up to the pump, $1.75, and that's if you're lucky. And there are variations around the country, I gather. Why is that?
Well, the transportation costs and production costs vary from place to place. And in addition, in California and the West, some of the gasoline is much cleaner burning and more expensive to make.
So gas is cleaner in California? What do you mean?
Well, California has historically had the worst air pollution in the country. And under Clean Air Act amendments, California is allowed to impose special requirements on the petroleum industry to make very clean burning gasoline. And this gasoline is much more expensive to manufacture, but it has dramatically reduced the level of photochemical smog in Southern California and the Central Valley. And so one of the reasons why, when you look at the national price of gasoline, it'll be lower than in California is because California is drinking the high-priced blend. And up in the Rockies where I live, the distribution costs are an extra 30 cents a gallon, so we're probably paying $2.10, $2.20 a gallon here.
Well, would that be amongst the highest prices?
That would be probably today amongst the highest prices. Last year on Labor Day weekend, maybe we paid $1.35, so it's not that much more. But this is endemic of a problem we have in the petroleum industry. The structure that makes the gasoline, the refineries and so on are old. We're not building new ones, and so the supply is relatively constrained. And yet more Americans want to drive further, and they want to drive further in their SUVs, which get 10 miles to the gallon rather than 20 miles to the gallon. So we have a gap between supply and demand, and prices go up when there's a gap.
Well, speaking of supply, there are reports that Saudi Arabia is holding back on production. Is that correct?
Well, you know, the principal cost of gasoline is the cost of crude oil. And Saudi Arabia has been squeezing the crude market since 1999. Most studies suggest that crude prices should be around $20 a barrel were it not for OPEC's effort to sustain higher prices. And in the case, Saudi Arabia has really been squeezing the market since the end of the war to keep prices at $30 a barrel. They're getting rich at our expense.
Many industries are really adversely affected by this. I suppose the leisure industry to some degree. People may be traveling less. What other industries are impacted?
Well, the airline industry has been suffering. United Airlines is in bankruptcy. U.S. Air is just out, Airways is just out of bankruptcy. And the high fuel costs have squeezed them probably really since 2000. Prices dropped briefly after the terrorist attacks of 9/11. But the jet fuel prices have been very high, and jet fuel amounts to between 15 and 20% of the cost of operating an airline. So the airlines are suffering dramatically due to these high prices.
Are consumers reacting to this in any special way? I mean, you just mentioned the prices has still apparently not gone so high that people are resisting the temptation to buy SUVs.
Well, I don't understand this. What we see is consumer anger at the high prices. We're only beginning to see a consumer response to look at, say, the Prius, which is a hybrid vehicle that gets 50 miles to the gallon. You would think you'd see a much quicker reaction to this. I think in part we're not seeing the reaction because the consumers keep being told that these high prices are an artifact. Right now the prices are high, and what consumers really need to hear the message that they need to react by buying more efficient vehicles.
But perhaps people think, well, after the summer is over and all this travel is over, prices will come down.
Historically, that's what we've seen. The difference is, I think, that we are going to see higher and higher prices each year, each summer, because demand is going to continue to grow and the supply is being squeezed by the lack of refining capacity and by the lack of capacity to bring in imports. So I'm afraid that we'll probably see it annually for the next 5 to 10 years.
Phil Verlager is an energy economist based in California. He joined us from his offices in Colorado. Thanks very much for speaking to us, Mr. Verlager.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.